Hey, folks, and welcome back to another Dev Influencers Show. I might sound a little bit scratchy today. I had a pool workout. My allergies are kicking up, but I'm here. It's been a few weeks. I apologize for that, but I'm back in the grind. Full-time job's kind of been kicking my butt. But yeah, it's just been a little bit nuts. And the other thing is I've been thinking a lot about a lot of different things. And so yeah, we're going to get into it. We're going to dive in. A couple of things that I've been thinking about lately that I'm going to go into over the next few weeks is just kind of the bare essentials, right? With some of the stuff that I've been thinking about that you just need in order to get the outcome you want, right? And what it really boils down to is I was talking to one of the people that I've been doing the strategic calls with, and you can go set that up. You just go to devinfluencers.com/apply. You fill out the application. I'll shoot you an email. We'll get it set up, right? And then we'll just talk for an hour. And usually what I wind up diving into is where are you at? Where do you want to get to? And what are the hurdles you're trying to get past, right? And we'll just figure it out, nail that down, right? And then once we kind of have that plan, then the accelerator is, okay, let's go execute the plan, right? And we get on the coaching calls every week. We get on Discord and I answer your questions, right? And we just knock that crap out, right? Because we got to have a plan and we got to go for it. But anyway, I was talking to somebody and I realized that there are kind of three key things that you have to have in order to get what you want. And this is where people tend to get stuck, right? Is in having those three things. And so I'm going to talk about those three things. I'm just going to go through it real briefly, kind of in the next 10 minutes or so. And then over the next several episodes, I'm going to dive deep into some of these things, right? And so hang in there because it's kind of going to be this masterclass over like 6, 7, 8 episodes where we hit it and we hit it hard and just beef up, you know, okay, what do I need? Like, what is this stuff, right? And it's going to be a little bit general, right? Because everybody's kind of trying to get to something different. But at the end of the day, it's, okay, what do I need? Like, what are the building blocks for this, right? And yeah, like I said, some people are trying to build courses. Some people are trying to become speakers. Some people are trying to open the door to this, that, or the other, right? And so because of those different pieces, yeah, it's going to be a little bit generic, right? But the flip side is that if you know what those blocks is, then you can kind of color in the lines, right? And you can say, okay, for me, I need this, right? This is what goes in this square. This is what goes in this square, okay? So let's tell you what these squares are. Let's tell you what these blocks are, right? What these fundamentals are so that you can go and start filling in these blocks, okay? So, and I talked about this on a bonus episode that I think is going to get released about the same time, right? So you might have heard this on a bonus episode, but let's just dive in, okay? So the first thing is skills, right? And that's generally what I'm finding people are coming to me for, right, is skills. So the skills that they're coming to me for as a podcaster out there in the tech community is podcasting, right? They're coming to me for podcasting. They're coming to me for how do I build an audience, right? They want to know, hey, how'd you do it? How did you become? They use the word famous. I hate the word famous, mainly because it feels kind of empty to me, I guess. I kind of like the idea of being well known for bringing value, and I'll talk about that in a minute. You know, and so if that's what famous is, then I'll take it all day long, right? But anyway, so yeah, so they want to know how did you do that, right? How did you get this attention that I see as a way to get to this place that I want to be at, right? Where I'm bringing value to people, right? And so I have skills, right? it reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite. I have nunchuck skills. Anyway, a stupid movie, but if you need stupid humor, it's great. Anyway, so skills is kind of the first one, right? And we'll dive into what kinds of skills you need, because there are different types of skills and you kind of need them all. Or you need people that have those skills, right? Is what I'm learning. And we'll dive into that too. Anyway, so skills. And I talk about that in that bonus episode. Basically, the three kinds of skills that I highlight are your technical skills, right? And so within the context of dev influencers, some of the technical skills are going to be like the programming skills that you're teaching people, or the programming skills that you're demonstrating, or the programming skills that you have that you do in your full-time work. And then you also have the programming skills that you are, you know, that you do on a day-to-day basis to get your technical stuff out, you know, your podcasts out. But you also have podcasting skills, could also be technical skills, right? Or your skills to write your show notes, and, you know, all of those are kind of the technical skills. I'm lumping it all together, right? It's the skills that you use to actually get work done, okay? Technical skills. And then you've got your personal skills, which is how you work with other people. And anymore today's day and age, you really can't do this by yourself. You can produce a podcast on your own, right? You can learn to edit. You can learn to write the show notes. You can learn to put it all out there. Don't do it, okay? Learn to work with other people. Learn to get them to edit your show. Learn to get them to, you know, publish the stuff. And go out there and kind of be an attractive personality, right? Which is also personal skills. And then the other skills are organizational skills, right? And not just like organizing people to get stuff done, but organizing work as well, right? So understanding the processes behind getting work done, organizing information, organizing, you know, workflows and work and, you know, all that stuff, right? Okay, so that's skills, okay? So that's skills, okay? I'm going through this a little more quickly than I did on the bonus episode because I think influencers get it, and I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to go way deeper over the next few episodes. So hang tight. If you feel like I'm moving fast, I am, but you'll get it, okay? And if you want me to go even deeper and just kind of say, okay, you know, yeah, I'll help you color in the lines. You want that strategic call. Like I said, devinfluencers.com/apply. You'll get it, okay? All right. So what's next? Relationships. Okay. And, you know, so we talked about it a little bit with like kind of the personal stuff, right? Now, I said, don't do this by yourself, right? Hire an editor, hire somebody to do your production stuff, you know, posting the show notes, posting the episodes to your website, all that stuff. Seriously, hire somebody to do it. Okay. And that's one kind of relationship, right? Where you have somebody working for you. But those aren't even straightforward. Okay. And I've screwed plenty of those up, believe me. And you can go look on the internet because some of those have blown up in spectacular fashion, and it's been my fault. Okay, so I'm not sugarcoating any of this, right? I have screwed some of this up in big time. So let's just put that out there, okay? But also, you know, podcast guests—that's personal relationships, right? If you're going to have guests. You're going to have to collaborate with other people in your space. I'm just going to put it out there, right? That's the best and easiest way to grow is to go make friends, right? So just do it, you know, go do some collabs, go show up on other people's shows, go have them on your shows. If you have great guests, go refer them to other people, have people referred to your show. I mean, you know, you get it, right? All this personal stuff, you know. Follow up with people, you know, check in on people. It matters. In fact, this is probably the number one thing. And I know that for some of you, it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come naturally to me, right? And I'm not afraid to talk to people. It doesn't bother me to talk to people. I am kind of introverted, right? I go to the conferences and about 3 o'clock, I'm just like, hey, folks, I'm done, right? I'm worn out. I really just don't want to talk to people anymore, right? I enjoy talking to people. I like people, right? I'm not one of those people that, you know, I don't naturally, you know, some people, they just don't feel natural talking to people. I'm not one of those people, right? And I can carry on a conversation and I can sit there and I can BS with the best of them, but it wears me out. Okay. It does, right? I'll go to the conference at 9 a.m. and by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I'm toast, right? And I'll push through sometimes, but I'm toast. Okay. But relationships really is the number one thing, right? Almost all of the progress that we've made on any of the devchat.tv stuff is relational. Okay. So relationships, I put it number two, but it really is number one. I talk about the skills first because it seems like it's the most obvious to people, right? They show up because it's like, hey, can you help me build skills? Yeah, I have people with skills, okay? And I can help you kind of fill in those gaps, but I'm gonna help you fill in those gaps and then I'm gonna tell you to go build relationships because that's just what it is, okay? Okay, the third thing is, and I kind of use reputation and recognition interchangeably, okay? And they're not quite the same thing, but they're kind of along the same idea, okay? So the reputation is what you're well known for, and recognition is being recognized for what you've done, okay? And so they're kind of along the same lines, right? So you want to do things that people will recognize you for, right? They'll give you the recognition for getting the right things done, for having done something that matters, okay? And then the reputation you have is for what you can contribute to people, okay? So one's kind of potential and the other one's more what you've actually done, right? So one's the money in the bank, the money that you've put into the bank, and the other one is sort of your earning potential, I guess. But your reputation recognition is the other piece, right? And if you have those three things, then people will come and they will try and cash in on what they think you can give them. Or they will try and cash in on what you've done, right? Based on, you know, because they gain some credibility based on what you've done if they can be around you, right? And so all those things, they get something from you and then you get something from them, right? So they're going to try and give you something so they can get something, right? And so all these things kind of play together. And so then as you are able to build relationships and give people what they want, then you'll be able to get what you want, right? And that's how this all works, right? And so as you have the skills, you have the reputation, you're recognized for having done things, and you have the relationships to be able to build the opportunities, you can kind of see how this all plays together. That's how this works. And so the accelerator is built around podcasting, which allows you to build the relationships. It allows you to get recognized for things that you're doing, like the podcast, but also to kind of toot your own horn a little bit or to share experiences that you have or things like that, so that you can build a reputation, so that you can build recognition, so that you can share what your skills are, so that you can, you know, grow these opportunities. And so that's what the accelerator does, is it just opens the door and kind of speeds up that process so you can build the relationships and build the reputation and build the recognition so you can get where you want to go. And the strategic call is just a way to kind of get the cannon pointed in the right direction, right? And say, okay, here's where you're at, right? Here's where you want to go. We're going to point the cannon from where you are to where you want to go, right? So this is the podcast. This is the trajectory that we're going to put you on, right? And then once we have the accelerator going, we put enough gunpowder in there, right? Then we get you launched and we get you going. And then we work on all this stuff to get you going. You know, obviously we can't teach you all this stuff in an hour, but we, you know, we'll get you pointed in the right direction. And then we work with you every week in order to get you along the path. So that's the whole deal. But it's all built around these three things. It's built around your skills, your relationships, and your reputation recognition. Okay? And you can build all these things. You can, and you don't have to do it over years and years and years and years. Okay? So I'm going to go into some more of this stuff. Probably start with skills, because that's where we started this time, in the next episode. But if you want to do that strategic call, don't wait until I've explained all this stuff. You know, jump in, right? Jump in, set up the call. You'll probably get a few more of these between now and the call anyway, because usually people, it takes a few days to a week to get everything lined up, right? So you'll get the full context. We'll get on the call, you know, and we'll figure it all out, okay? And that's at devinfluencers.com/apply. All right, folks, till next time, Max out.